Right. Hello and welcome to Canberra Metalheads. This is a special edition of the show on the road. We're at Stupid Old Studios in Melbourne. This is episode 89, so in the high double digits, as I mentioned. And return guest on the show, buddy of the show, friend of the show, it's Tom from Wolfpack. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? Congratulations on episode 89.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me back. Stoked to be here.
Hey, I looked at it. It's pretty much to the within a month of 5 years.
Of 5 years, right? Yeah, so like pretty much to the day.
Five years on the dot, dude.
Yeah.
Glad I could. I've done an interview, a couple interviews at Stupid Old Studios before, but the last time you were on the show was at the old building.
At the old location? Yeah.
Yeah, where we had to let you in. We're kind of trying to work it out. It was the first, we hadn't had the show for long, so we still kind of get used to it.
Yeah, cool, nice.
But now you look how far we've come.
I know, right? Look how fancy the studio is. I feel very out of place.
So do I, man. It's a bit like whenever I do something and I'm like if I go to a nice hotel and they call me sir, you don't need to say that unless you're about to say you need to leave.
That's the same. Well, we're the same. Whenever we do a show and there's a drum riser, we're like, is this the right place for us? You sure we should be here? Yeah. We're used to playing on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Down and dirty right amongst the crowd.
You like know? like a rug?
Yeah, just a rug. That's it. That's all we need. Yeah. Chuck is in the kitchen. Like the band, like the crowd can be dancing in the dining room.
Yeah.
We're set. We're happy. That's us.
Awesome,
that's us,
man.
Good.
Yeah. But, actually, speaking of, so you're from a band called Wolfpack. We've had you on the show before. So people that don't know Wolfpack or have been a fan of Canberra Metalheads but haven't been a fan for as long as 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to link the previous show we did in the bio for this one so I can go back and see the last one. But this one here is in video. Whoa.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so the old one's just audio. So, yeah.
The old one's audio. All right. I wish I'd known. I would have shaved. Sorry, Mum, watching at home. So.
And everyone else's mum too.
Yeah, that's it, right.
Now, you play drums in Wolfpack. But
yeah, lead singer and drummer. And yeah, it's great. So we're a thrash punk band. We love a crossover, very political minded.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a 100% not-for-profit band. So we're lucky enough to be doing music, to have an outlet for expression is amazing. And I think it's crucial for everyone, like whether it's poetry, writing, gardening,
yep.
You know, playing an instrument, whatever, like you need that stuff in your life, man. Like you need to be able to get your emotions out and to do that in a creative way. And we're lucky enough with Wolfpack to be able to do that with music.
Yep.
And we're all very ardent animal lovers. And so we decided, well, look, being on the road and doing all this stuff, that's reward enough. Like we don't need money from it. And so we came up with the concept of being a not-for-profit band. So far we've raised $60,580 for no-kill animal shelters.
Yep.
And also had an unreal time doing it. Been lucky enough to like tour the world and like and
shit,
do all this
yeah.
cool stuff, but also help out the animals, you know. So it's punk and it's punk with a cause, and that's the way it should be. Like everything should be for a cause. Like you know, life should be for a cause.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of bands out there not doing it for profit anyway, but you guys are actually helping people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you know,
helping animals anyway.
That's it, and it's good. Like it makes us work harder.
Yep.
You know, so when there's an end goal there of being able to you know provide money to shelters that does help them with spay and neuter, that helps them with fostering and things like that, so that you can get animals onto their forever home, it inspires us more to be like really cost effective with our DIY touring approach.
Sure.
You know, and so it's you're always a lot more comfortable sleeping in the van when it's for a good cause and when there's a benefit to it, as opposed to when it's just you know something you got to do to get to the next show, you know. So
Yeah,
so it makes our life easier too, really.
Yeah, good stuff. I love getting punk bands on the show because it's one of the few times that I actually don't need to do as much talking. Like I can just hand it over the punk guy that's just happy to just like chat and carry it.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's the beauty of the punk scene. Like it is so community oriented, and the same with the metal scene, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, punks are a little less proficient with their instruments.
Mm.
So we got to make up with that for that with our personality.
Maybe. I don't know. All right.
That's a bit unfair. There is some amazing punk musicians out there, but
no, dude, I've been in the same field, but just I got to make up for my looks with my ability to be funny. So I got to play. Don't worry, dude. We're all punching above our weight here in some way, shape, or form.
That's it. Well, I got no looks, so I'm gonna have to just do energy. I'm just all right, just energy, just bundle of energy. That's what I got to get through. So
you definitely do bring a lot of energy, and you're I think one of the few bands that I've seen that actually where the vocalist is the also the drummer, like the main vocalist. So I've seen a few backup vocals from the drummer before, but I think the first time I ever seen you play was at the Basement in Belconnen from Canberra for people that don't know. And I just remember looking around thinking, where the fuck is the vocalist? Because I wasn't expecting to see, like, it was a full lineup, you know, and I was sort of like, where the fuck is the vocalist? Like, is he got a wireless mic and he's in the crowd?
Because
that happens all the time with gigs. Like, we've seen another Melbourne band, King Parrot.
The classic, like Youngie from King Parrot.
That can
like,
be anywhere.
He could be in the car park.
He's like still, Dracula. Like, he'll just appear behind you.
Yeah.
Thank fuck Dracula doesn't have Youngie's teeth, dude. He'd take out four people. He'd be like a shish kebab, you know, just fucking four people in one. Because he's got a lot of teeth, that guy.
Man, he's got a lot of teeth and a lot of energy,
he's
dude.
The he's the Freddie great. Mercury of the metal scene. He's got an extra incisor. I'm used to that. And then I look over and someone nudged me and said, it's the drummer. And I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just doing it from the back. Oh, by the way, don't kill me, Youngie. I'm just joking. All right.
No, we love Youngie, man. I've known Youngie for years. It's awesome.
Actually, last time I was here, I had Slats on the show.
Slats, man. And fans of King Parrot out there, Slats has a rad older band called Cockfight Shootout.
Okay.
They're not around anymore, but really like dirty rock and roll, heavy band.
Yeah.
It's kind of like heavy rock meets punk, who are awesome. And actually used to play with Squizz's other band with Mustang as well. So there's two bands to check out, and they then sort of came together and King Parrot was kind of born. So
awesome.
So yeah, Cockfight Shootout and Mustang. Can't rate them enough. So,
yeah, dude, yeah. And they're currently touring the US. So
slaying it, man. Yeah. Slaying it. So funny when we've been lucky to tour the States, I think five times now. And when we went over in 2016, we were on tour with DRI. And so, you know, you're always talking to people because, I mean, that's the best thing about being in a band, getting to meet new people and getting to discover new bands and playing with them and stuff. And every single person that we would speak to would be like, oh, you know, Australian bands, you know, and they would say AC/DC. And I'm not joking, the next band off everyone's lips was always King Parrot.
Yeah.
And it was so cool, man. Like, I have so much respect for that band as people and their work ethic and their live show and their energy. And it's awesome. And it's totally paying off and it's totally deserved. So like even back in 2016, they were slaying it like in the US and have continued to do so. And you know, now we're just casually over there playing with Lamb of God and stuff, like, go boys. It's awesome. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, well, when I had had Slats on the previous show, I was talking about all that and how many like holy fuck moments he had.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like they played a venue in Canberra. It's no longer running anymore, called the Magpies Club.
Okay, I remember the downstairs one.
It was a fucking dirty mosh pit, but it was also kind of like a bit of an RSL sort of vibe. So there'd be just a full metal gig going.
Yeah,
and next year there'd just be like a bunch of people there just having a beer after work. I remember we went there and my brother went to get something signed from whoever was on the merch desk, because they got vinyls and shit, so he was getting one signed, and he said that he was just like, all right, man, hey, how you going? I'll grab that. Like, whoever was on the merch desk, I forgot who it was. I think it was Toddy, actually.
Okay,
And because I just went to Toddy from Slats, from Skitzy.
Skitzy, yeah.
Yeah, I interviewed Skitzy as well in Canberra he did like a drum clinic thing.
Okay, cool.
So, anyway, and he said that he froze up because he was like, oh shit, these guys have been fucking touring the States and shit. Like he took, like they went from like the bands that like he was mates with to like, oh, they're the next level. I don't know if they'll like be, if I'm cool enough anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're saying you did the States with DRI, but you also just came back from a like Euro tour, like UK or whatever.
Yes,
yeah.
We did Europe in May. Yep. So it was like Germany, Switzerland, Italy and stuff.
Yeah.
And phenomenal, like, you know, for anyone who's in a band out there, like I really do recommend, especially getting to Germany, like they have a real focus on production. So like all the venues have amazing staff yep. and super supportive, you know. You roll in at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you'll be about to start unloading the van and someone from the venue will come out and be like, no, come inside. And there's coffee and there's pastries and there's fruit and yeah. you sit down for an hour and you just get to meet all like the staff that are working there that day.
Oh shit.
You all hang out and then like it gets to 4 o'clock and then you load in and they'll all come out and give you a hand loading in. And then like, and so then you load in, do your sound check, stuff like that. And in between like load in and sound check, someone's brought in like vegan catering and there's amazing curries and stuff.
Yeah.
And so after sound check, before doors open, you'll sit down and have like a family meal. And then yeah. and then doors open and the rider comes out and you party on. The shows are great. Crowds are great. Everyone's super into the music. And it was just a really nice way of doing things where they have like a real appreciation for the artists, but also they understand that, you know, the artists want to do more than just be working, you know, like whenever we're at a gig, we always run our own merch because that gives us a chance to meet more people and stuff. And it's the same for all these people that are working in venues in Germany and stuff. They're there because they want to meet people and they're sociable and they want to meet artists. And yes, they're incredibly professional, but also at the same time, they spend the time to get to know the bands. And that's a really amazing dynamic. And it's not like anything that we've experienced. Like, you know, obviously venue staff are great and stuff like that, but a lot of the time they're just so busy. Whereas in Germany, they've found the time and they've created a format to incorporate it all in together. And that was something that we just found
amazing.
So beautiful and inspiring. The shows are better for it. Cause you know, as soon as there's a great vibe in a room and there's a great vibe around you,
yeah,
you play better shows, man. Like, you know, there's nothing worse than playing a gig and you've got like the surly sound engineer. Yeah, and it's like, dude, you know, that stink that you're giving off from being negative, like that stays on the stage when you're back behind sound booth. And we're now playing in that stink, man. So you know, you've got to give it extra hard to like try and overcome that. Like the more positivity that there is, same as in life, you know, like the more positivity that you can create and generate, the better it is overall. And that's, you know, that's what people want. Like it's nice to be surrounded by smiles, you know?
Yeah.
Like I love to be smiling, but whilst I'm moshing the hell out, you know, I want to be in a circle pit, going ballistic, bouncing off dudes, getting fucking Doc Martens to the head as people are stage diving by, but all with a smile. Like that's wicked, you know? And so I think the more that we can create environments like that, and there are, you know, we're so lucky to have amazing venues that I'm, you know, unfortunately do it tough here because it's, you know, we just don't have the population. Germany is blessed by that population.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a lot to be said for positivity. There's a lot to be said for leading with a smile and, you know, making a nicer environment for everyone. It's really good, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's even, you know, on the other hand, you get to LA, right? And LA's got the same population, like massive thing going on like Germany.
Yeah.
And that's a free-for-all, but you know,
yeah.
Guns will do that to you, right?
So. Sure, yeah. Exactly, man. Like, I think that it's cool to experience other countries as well, like seeing what else is out there as far as, like you said, the catering and the like. I spoke to there's a Sydney band, I don't know if you remember these guys, called Tensions Arise.
Yeah, man, I remember Tensions
Arise. Yeah, and I was talking to Kazzy, the singer, and he was saying that because they did a tour in Japan, and when they finished, they came and did a gig in Canberra.
Yeah.
And when they went out, they were fully wearing all their like Japanese like samurai gear and all this just came off the Japanese tour. And yeah, they had like sumo headbands and crap on like when they got on stage. And I was like, what was it like? And they were like, dude, they are just so happy to see another country planning 100%. To come out. Like, so I think it must be similar everywhere. Like, people are just happy to see someone rock up and be like, we took the time to come to your venue.
Yeah. Japan's a great place to tour. What's it, what's Wolfpack called? It's Arufapaka desu is how you say Wolfpack in Japanese. I'm like, yeah, Japan's really cool. It's interesting because it's so big, you know, so you can go to Japan. Tokyo has the same amount of people in the city as the whole of Australia.
Holy fuck.
Right? So you can go to Tokyo and you can do a 6-day tour of just Tokyo, right? And so I think we did like Kobe, Osaka. There's a venue called Hokage in Osaka.
Yeah.
If you're ever over in Japan, go to that place, man. It's awesome. But yeah, you can do a tour in Tokyo that is like 6 to 8 shows, all these in all the different sort of regions of Tokyo, the city,
yeah,
without overplaying, you know, which is why. And that's like, you know, for any bands doing DIY touring and stuff, like, I know it looks weird when you're sort of like, oh, one city, 6 shows, and then same again with, like, you know, with LA, with like Los Angeles over in the States, oh, 6 to 8 shows in one city. It's not like you can drive 2 hours in LA, be playing to, you know, on a Tuesday night to 200 crew that are completely different to the 200 crew you're playing to on Wednesday night, which is just another 2 hours drive away.
Yep.
Like, it's that big, and there's that much density of population. So, you know, you can, there are definitely ways to tour smart out there. So don't ever feel sort of too intimidated by it. Like, you know, just weigh as well to it, man. If you build it, they will come, right?
Yeah. There's another punk band. Well, they're kind of like a drum and bass, but they got real heavy sort of punk vibe called Dead.
So
my brother put on a gig, Lukey put on a gig that where he had Dead playing at it.
Yep.
Literally the purest form of drum and bass is literally a drummer and a bassist. I remember in the back room at the basement, so smaller stage, tighter
crowd. Yeah, I like that room.
Yeah, I said to I think it was Jem, he was like, do you have earplugs? And I was like, hang on just one sec. And he goes, don't worry about it. And I was just like, okay, whatever. And then I look over and he's just got like toilet paper from the Dunnies in his ears. And I'm like, that's some punk shit there, man. Like, tech death dudes would have like the proper like,
noise canceling.
But you take an old punk head to just be like, it's okay, I can improvise. And I think it's like that with touring. Like, you just, if you're just out there, it'll, like, I know there's obviously some major points you got to hit. Like, all right, as long as we've got a venue, we've got a way to get there, and we've got our gear, the rest is sort of, I think you can over plan, and then you kind of set yourself up to be in a spot when it doesn't deliver.
Yeah, and look, I think a lot of the time as well, like, the more you can plan, the better, but you just got to realize that once you're on the road, like, you just don't know. So you just got to be so adaptable, and you've just got to be willing to roll with the punches. Like, so, you know, when we were touring with DRI, we were driving the back line. So this is in April 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. We're doing all the West Coast of USA.
Yeah.
We got to it was Ashland in Oregon, and Oregon's beautiful, and all the shows are going great, really cool. Rolled into the Acom that we had for the night, looked fine. There's no worries. And then, like, went, did the show. So we checked in, and then we rolled out to do the show. Show was over, came back. And when we came back, we're like, saw a dude that was like clearly a gangbanger, and it was clearly pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I'm like, far out, man. Is he breaking into cars? Like, so we're a bit sketchy. I'm like, and then we got closer and we're like, nah, he's just pacing. And so we're like, okay, cool. We parked the van up, went into the room. And then as we got into the room, we saw him going into the room next door to us with a car that had just pulled up. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. So he's just selling drugs out of the room. That's no worries. And then he left the room again, but the guy he'd taken in there stayed there. And then you hear sex sounds. I'm like, okay, cool. So he's a pimp. He's got a girl that he's working next door. And then we're like, okay, this guy's actually probably maybe like a little bit heavy for us to be around.
Mm.
And then I'm like, we've got a van that is full of equipment, like the whole back line for the DRI and Wolfpack tour.
Yeah.
And it's sitting out there. And it's got California plates on it, and we're in Oregon. So yeah. That van is either full of tools from someone who's traveling and working, or it's full of musical instruments. Like, it doesn't take a genius to know that, right?
Let alone a professional.
Like, you know, and in the States, when you tour, like, the biggest thing that I could recommend to people is you take a big black sheet, right? Mm. Like a bedding sheet. And once you load the van, you put that black sheet over your gear in the back, and that way when you're driving down the freeway, if gangbangers roll past you and they look into your van, they can't see a guitar or anything that, because they will just pull in behind you. They'll follow you until you pull over to put gas in the van. They'll roll out, they don't bother breaking into the van.
Yeah,
they'll just pull guns on you and they just take the whole van.
Whole thing. Fuck.
And that's it. And so you need to, like, take a sheet with you to cover your equipment out. And so we're like, okay, cool. This is probably not a good situation to be in. And sure enough, the whole time that the lady's with the customer, he's stalking the car park. Customer leaves, another guy rolls up, goes in, he starts stalking the car park again. By this time, he's like scoped our van. We're like, oh, okay, this is not good. And we're like, all right, well, we're just going to have to wait until he's in the room and then we're out of here. And it's by this stage, it's like 3:30 in the morning. And it's and so we wait, and eventually got to like 4 a.m., like three customers had sort of come through, and he's gone into the room, and we are all packed, all ready to roll. All good. And as soon as he went into that room, we just bolted out of our room, threw him in the van, and drove.
Oh,
and we
like
drove down the road. We got like, you know, a couple of K's down the freeway, and we're like, man, we're just too tired. This is not going to work for us. Like, we should not be driving at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Pulled over to the side of the road, slept in the van. Didn't matter. It's all good. We're in our van. We still have the gear. And then we got to the, so from there, we're rolling on to the next show. It was in Seattle. It was in Portland. So the capital of Oregon.
Yeah.
We got to Portland, and a couple of the boys in the band, like, you know, they were talking to Monster, the drummer from DRR, and they're like, oh man, we're shattered, dude. Like, you know, there was a gangbanger working next door. He had, like, you know, he was a pimp, he had a lady and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, Tom made us like roll out of the bloody accommodation at 4 a.m. We end up sleeping on the side of the road, and Monster just like turns to them and just like, and he just saved the tour, man. Because as soon as that guy was not focused on a client and making sure his girl was safe, your van was gone.
Fine.
But that's just common sense. That's like, as if you wouldn't get your van out of that situation. But you know, if you don't keep your wits about you, and if you're not willing to roll with the punches, it'll come a cropper. But apart from that, man, that just makes for a great story now. And the rest of the tour went on, and all the shows were awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You know, and so it's like, so it's all cool. Like, that's the beauty of touring. You know, you got to remember the whole time, like, you're on adventure. All right. So sometimes you'll get to the show and it's not a stage. You're playing out the back of a skate shop in a car park, and there's little makeshift ramps and stuff. Wicked.
Yeah.
That's going to be an awesome gig, man. Like, you don't always need full production. It can just be a vocal PA. You don't always need a stage. It can just be a piece of floor.
Yeah.
Like, you don't always need a hotel room. It can just be a couch. Like, all those things, man, as long as you're thinking of it as an adventure, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And as soon as you, like, go into anything, I mean, I think this applies in life. Like, as soon as you go into anything with delusions of grandeur or, like, too big a picture, you're not living in the present, man. You're missing out on all the fun that's right there and then. So, you know, just same as you do, same as I'm sure everyone does with life, you know, like, hustle and wing it and get through and bounce with it and roll with the punches, man, because, you look around, dude, like, it's a heavy world, man. The punches are not going to stop coming for all of us. So, you know, at least smile your way through it and then live to tell the tale, you know? And honestly, all the better to everyone that does that, man. Like, good on you, because that's living. Like, you know, sometimes it sucks, you know? Sometimes you can't, like, even get out of bed in the morning. Well, you know what, man? You still woke up that day, so you're still a winner in my books. Like, that's, you know, that's life, man. It's cool.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, like, I think that I'm fairly rigid with my plans, but I've lately tried to be better at like understanding, you know, for example, if your flight gets cancelled, you're going to be late, yeah, all right. That sort of crap. You know, I try not to let it bust me out of shape, but it's that tough, would normally be tough. Something that would fucking like for the rest of the week, or rest of the day.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, this is delayed. So that's delayed. So this is delayed.
Yeah,
and then
so
like,
now this is all ruined.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally vibe that. Like, yeah, we just did a tour of the UK. We were going over for Rebellion Fest and it sort of came about last minute. We're on tour in Europe in May as we get offered like this festival in the UK. I'm like, oh, here we go. You got to say yes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we're like, oh, how much time can we get off work? You know, like this is going to hurt. And so we managed to like, you know, we just put together really quick 4 shows, 1 week kind of thing. And it worked out, we were like crunching the numbers because it worked out that it was better to train it.
Yeah.
And that's that comes back to just what you're saying about like, you know, having to be adaptable and not get sort of too worried about things. And so obviously like when we're so used to having the sanctity of the van, you know, like safe in the van.
The safe space.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's that safe space. And we didn't have that because we were just on the trains.
Yeah.
And we'd done it before in Japan because that's that again was the most economical way to do it there.
Yeah.
And it worked out. It was fine. There's a few train cancellations, you know, and everything like that. But, you know, same. If you book a 20-date tour, you're going to have a show cancellation too,
sure.
You know. So a train cancellation really ain't the worst thing that's going to happen that could happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure, man. No, that it's we have to wrap it now because that's our audience's.
That's our time.
That's our audience's attention span. Is
yeah,
about
yeah,
half an
no,
hour.
Dude, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm good
surprised.
Too. I'm ADHD, so I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, dude.
I'm surprised they didn't go on even more of a tangent.
Dude,
I
know exactly what it's like. I'm in the process of getting officially diagnosed.
Oh, yeah, man, good luck.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a lengthy one, and I'm lucky that I'm in a position to be able to have that done now because when I was a kid, like, it was just basically like, oh, he's just like he's like got a learning difficulty and they blamed me for it instead
that's
of changing the delivery method and helping me like learn stuff
100%. And it's not a learning difficulty, it's just that, you know, sometimes people learn differently.
Yeah,
and there's nothing difficult about being different, you
it
know?
Can be a learning superpower if I care about the subject.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean
yeah.
Like I will pick it up like yeah. But yeah, dude, it's awesome to have you on the show, and as you mentioned before, positive vibes only.
It's
hard to be pissed off around you, man. You're a good energy. So
man, and likewise, brother, thank you so much.
Cheers.
Man.
Yeah, thanks.
Hell
and
yeah.
Yo, we're going to be doing a giveaway with this show, so there'll be details in the post, but basically you'll be able to win yourself a piece of Wolfpack merch, which I'll queue up.
I'll get
with
some CDs to get some stickers.
Yeah, yeah, whatever we can queue up. I'll G up. You just do what I say, which is sharing the show, and I'll organise what sort of
all right.
shit. That,
like, I'll share the show.
I'm telling the audience.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, you guys.
You all share the show, and I'll share my love to each and every one of you, and like, thanks for listening and stuff and all that jazz, man.
Yeah, that's the wrap on episode 89. Thank you for listening. Cheers.
Shred on.
All right, now give us a Wolfpack song that we'll play after this. So this song, even just a section of the show, will just kick on straight after we just close the show.
Okay, sick. So this would be Grave New World by Wolfpack.
Awesome. Cheers. A little secret in this show which alludes to what the next show is going to be, so thanks if you stuck around after the credits, you'll be able to have a little teaser for the next one. Cheers.